Listener production.
Just speak. Shut up.
McKay has five.
Oh, what about McKay?
The emerging stars are still yet to meet on an AFL field.
So Ben's Ben and Harry, or Harry's Harry and Ben.
All right.
It's after Anzac Day.
Yeah,
there's one topic. I
feels like there's a big elephant in this room. I'm not sure what it is.
You guys are carrying on like it's
anyway. That's
and Jamie Elliott's just taking a screamer on the elephant.
Let's get into this or that first.
This or that.
So this or that this week. We got rattan. So RATTAN. Rattan.
Yeah.
Rats.
Yeah.
Is it a hanger or B, a stepladder? Say that again.
Like an airplane hanger.
Well, just a hanger or is it a hanger or a stepladder?
Elaborate more.
It's got to be a stepladder.
It's a stepladder.
Yeah. Yes.
So
I was going to go the hanger.
Yeah. So. Some would say that's a perfect segue into Anzac Day.
You guys are building this up like it's massive.
Well, mate, that was just a simple this or that. It's just no need to
more Rollo. I've never seen Rollo more excited.
Rollo has got a spring in his step.
I'm so excited. All right, let's just play a montage. Apparently, we've received more questions in the history of the show, so we may as well play this montage of questions for Ben.
Do I want to listen to this montage?
I think it'll be fine. You'll be right,
G'day, Rollo, Harry, and stepladder.
Hi, I'm Elise from Whittlesea, and my question is, how was Jamie Elliott's mark?
Hi, this is John from England.
I just want to start off by saying, Ben, congrats on being part of this year's Mark of the Year. Jamie Elliott really couldn't have done it without you.
Jackson from Cranbourne here. Ben, how did it feel for Jamie Elliott to sit up on your shoulders? Go Blues.
What was it like to be used as a stepladder? And what did you think of the mark? Go Blues.
You'll see that all around the world.
Hey, boys. Noah from Glen Iris here. Just wanted to ask Ben, what did Jamie Elliott's knee feel like in the back of the neck?
I was just wondering, how did that guy get so high on your back? How did you lift him that high in the sky to take that incredible catch?
That is going to look amazing on the still frame at the peak of that mark. We've got altitude sickness. Great moment in Anzac Day history.
Anyway, all the best. Cheers for that.
I don't know how you want me to reply to that.
Yeah, because we were saying off air, you actually had the worst seat in the house.
Well, I didn't actually see it.
You didn't get to see it.
I regret not looking up at the scoreboard when it happened.
Yeah.
Like, I knew it was obviously a decent mark. But
so talk us through it, mate. So the play as it led up to, what were you thinking?
I can't really remember, to be honest. I haven't watched the full thing back.
You would have seen it on Instagram, mate.
Here we go. I know that bit,
but like how I got
there.
So
that's you and you get... You're in a millennium take on you.
You're in a great spot for an intercept mark.
So run us through what you're thinking from a defending point of view.
Well, as I said 2 seconds ago, I'm not sure the build up. I'm talking 10, 15 seconds. I've seen it, Rollo. That's fine,
mate. That was just for my benefit.
I don't know what the build up 15 seconds before that was, but I've obviously found myself in front of Elliot.
So you were playing assertive. You were sitting in front.
I can't remember if Elliot was my opponent at the time or I was off somebody else, but. I've obviously given my back to him. And I think on one hand, from a football point of view, there's an element of like you're frustrated that someone's taken a mark on you in general.
Yeah.
Let alone being a ripper. So obviously I've given my back a bit too much and it was a nice kick and whatnot. But so that's something from a craft point of view, you obviously want to go to work at. But on the other hand, we see it every now and then that they get up there, but to actually complete the mark... Oh, it's absolutely credit to Jamie.
Freakish.
Oh, for sure. There's nothing, you didn't do anything wrong.
Are you saying from a football perspective, you would have done something differently?
Well, I'm saying, I'm not sure what the build-up to that moment was, but, I mean, yeah, I've obviously given my back to it.
I can show you again.
I think I've seen it enough, mate.
As an assertive defender, from time to time, that's what happens. Like,
yeah, but I'm saying...
bad luck, isn't it?
One hanging.
Maybe my awareness of... I've obviously given my back too much, but... No, I, from a football point of view, yes, there's an element of that's frustrating. But, I mean, it's a great mark. I said to him after the game, mate, unbelievable mark, well done. So, I think, as I said, you see it from time to time that they get up there, but to actually complete the mark, absolutely credit to him. Like, we need that in the game. And although it was on my shoulders, it's, I think it draws people to the footy. So, and Jamie, he's obviously a tremendous player and he's a big moment player as well. We see it time and time again in the air, on the ground. So, yeah, obviously it was frustrating. It was on me, but for the game, it's great. And you got to acknowledge great moments in our sport. So, well done to Jamie.
Sometimes you've got to tip your hat, don't you?
Yeah. He seems like a lovely guy, too.
Yeah, yeah. He's
not that I'd know. But what did he say after the game? He's like, sorry, mate. Just didn't mean to do that on your...
Nah.
Had to be someone.
I think I said... I didn't actually speak to him afterwards. I was going to go up to him and like say, decent mark or something, but I was too entrenched in the game. Yeah. But after the game, I shook his hand and said, well done, mate, great mark or something. He's like, oh, I think he said something along the lines of, sorry to do that to you or something like that. But
oh, that's good.
No, it was, yeah, as I said, credit where credit's due. And it was a huge moment in Anzac Day. And it'll live on for a long time. So well done to Jamie. Unfortunately,
we'll get on to the match because it was an instant classic and the biggest crowd you've played in front of comfortably.
It was.
On the mark, on the Instagram post of the mark, Harry, you've jumped on and you've just gone bad luck at Ben McKay.
So, this is during the game, right?
Mid-game,
so, there's a few people at the club that weren't happy with that.
Oh, really?
A little bit tongue-in-cheek, but...
why are they not
happy with
it? What's wrong with it?
Oh, it was during the game. I don't have a right to reply until an hour and a half later.
God, mate, what are you going to reply to that?
Like you'd reply.
I said bad luck.
Well, I could have said something.
You've got 5,500 likes at this point in time. And then the AFL reshared the photo with your comment.
Some people thought it was a bit of a cheap shot. I mean, that's something.
I was giving you some love and saying bad luck, mate. Like, stuff happens in footy. Just,
that's right.
Next one. Yep.
I remember I was sitting there. He messaged me personally, said, sorry, mate, I hope you don't mind. I was like, how can I reply to that? I'm out in the field.
That was after the game, you idiot.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. I messaged because I was like, Ben would probably be like sad as I'm super flat, and these are the type of things that he gets real touchy about. So I was like, I was like, mate, just you got to own it, mate. Like, just have a laugh about it. Hopefully, you don't mind the comment. And he was, to his credit, he's been very good about it.
Yeah. A lot of the comments were just saying, why is he insulting himself? Why is Harry talking about himself like that? I guess that's his stepbrother now. I think
that's pretty good.
Pretty sharp,
that's
actually.
Pretty sharp.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. It was just such a good mark. Anyway, Louis from Albert Park, because obviously the game ended in a draw, which was just in itself wild, wild last couple of minutes. And he wanted to ask about draws. So this is Louis.
This is Louis from Albert Park. Ben, do you reckon draws should still be a thing, or should extra time be introduced in future games? Go Dons!
Good question. I played in one draw previous to this one. It's a strange feeling. It's almost like the game never happened. It's just a strange, emotionless almost feeling. I don't know. I think... I can see both sides of the argument. Like, obviously, some people want a result and think it'd be, interesting. I don't know how you think that, that's where even better moments are going to be created in extra time. But also, it's history that we go and we don't go extra time other than finals. So, I'm neither here or there. I'm happy where it sits right now, but...
I reckon scrap the draw and go OT.
But then in soccer, we don't see it.
It's obviously a lot harder to score in soccer. Like, the probability of a draw in an AFL game happens maybe once or twice a year.
Yeah.
So for the once or twice happens a year, why not bring in overtime where we love big moments like clutch plays, a stage for people to stand up? Like, why not create more of that by 5 minutes? Flip the coin like NFL, pick which way for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
If it's still a draw, go another 5 minutes. If it's still a draw after that, then it can be a draw maybe. But why not provide a platform or an arena for guys to stand up and create amazing moments? Like, I reckon it'll be awesome. For the once it happens a year.
Yeah.
It's not like it happens every second week where it's like, oh, is this a big thing? Yeah. It happens once a year.
So 1 in 100, yeah. It's...
What do you reckon, Roy?
I don't know. I am happy to see both sides of it, to be honest. I do agree with that. But I heard Kate McCarthy on Channel 7. She made a really good point that I hadn't considered before. And that was like the last minute of a drawn game is so exciting because it's so frenetic and frantic. But if both clubs knew that extra time was on the cards, it might lose a bit of that. And they might set up so defensively. So
still want to try and win, though.
I know. Yeah, that was the first thing that's made me think. Oh, maybe that's a good point. But I think extra time would be great, and we already have it.
We know how it works. So we know that it's a big thing. And it's important. So why not? Anything you want to emulate in finals, why not have during the season?
Yeah, yeah. No, which is a great point. But
I mean, realistically, 2 points is better than 0 points. So there's that element of it. But Yeah, it was certainly a strange feeling, especially there was, 93,000, 94,000, yeah. And, you know, both teams had moments in the last 90 seconds to potentially win it. So,
yeah,
I think the game maybe got what it deserved to a degree. So.
Yeah, and such an emotionally draining day for you, I imagine, and every player out there. Would that have just been the most brutal 10 minutes of extra time you could possibly imagine? Would it have been too much?
I don't know. I think you're always going to find a gear as a player.
Yeah.
You know, adrenaline and obviously the will to win and stuff. But yeah, the whole day was big, even from waking up. And I think everyone was saying, oh my God, it's such a big day, like blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, I'm just sort of ready to experience it for myself. Like, you know, people have been nice and messaging and stuff. But it gets to a point where it's like, yep, I'm just ready to get into it now. So, the whole day was pretty crazy. It was a beautiful, I think it was a nice day from memory. The build up was pretty different. We were out on the ground for a warm up an hour before we started, which was different again. And then we ran out to no banner. There was a joint banner afterwards, and yeah, a few boys, you know, were just sort of tapping on the back and saying, you know, how good is this? As we were running out, you know, there was 90,000, and it was it was our home game. It was Essendon's highest ever home game in history, which is pretty crazy. So yeah, I think we got a question about the ceremony.
Yeah, we'll get to it
now. But yeah, it was a pretty crazy day. Yeah,
we'll get to Will here who asked about it.
Hi, Ben and Harry. This is for Ben. I'm Will from Melbourne. What were your thoughts during the last post and the roar of the crowd? It must have been amazing.
Yeah, great question, Will. For everyone who's asked, it was after the national anthem,
that roar.
It was. I think you were there,
euphoric,
Will. It's euphoric, yeah. It's a good way to describe it. I think we were out there for about 15 minutes for the whole ceremony. That was really cool. The last post, the minute silence, you could literally... There was a baby crying in level 3 or something. You could hear it clear as day. It was incredible. The whole thing was just, it almost felt like a video game. It was just, it didn't feel real. But, it was an awesome moment. They did the New Zealand national anthem as well, which was a nice touch. And then, obviously, the Australian one to finish. So, yeah, I think you'd seen it so many times before on TV, but to actually be out there, you felt really lucky. I think that's the overriding emotion, just gratefulness to be out there and... and then you sort of had to think about playing a game of footy. So it was awesome, mate. The last 2 or 3 minutes after the national anthem, before the start of the game, you were just buzzing. You were just like, this is
sick. For sure,
like, this is the best, best thing ever. So
yeah, because our ceremony was the same. I think every game that round had a similar
Type of ceremony. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
And same thing. We had 90,000 at the G, and I think euphoric is a great word to sum it up because obviously you get tingles down your spine and. Yeah, it's quite, emotional or like quite in depth and a really special moment to be there while they're playing the last post. Mm. They do their proceedings and then they sing the national anthem. And on the last verse, you can hear the crowd just kind of starting to humor
up a bit.
And then it was like when you start running off, it's just the loudest.
Because
you're floating.
Everyone's just so silent for so long. And then everyone just at once.
Someone described it obviously in a game of football, if the stadium split 60-40, there's only ever going to be 60% of the crowd cheering at any moment, right? Obviously, at the national anthem, there's 100% of the crowd cheering, so that's why it's so euphoric. It was an amazing day to be part of. Very grateful.
That's good.
That's a good point.
I'm serious. That was actually a good way.
Jeez, your
what?
What'd you say?
Your sincerity
serious. I've never thought about it like that.
Mm.
Your sincerity comes across as so insincere sometimes.
Is that a good trait, you reckon?
No.
Luca also had a question about the pre-match ceremony.
This is Luca from Middle Park. This is a question for Ben. What was it like when the roulettes flew over during the anthem on Anzac Day?
Is that the plane?
The plane scared me.
I think they flew over 3 or 4 times, I'm pretty sure. One before we were out in the ground. We had one when we were running through the joint banner and then one in the ceremony. So I think they came 2 or 3 times. I think someone was saying today that they mistimed the flyover.
They must have.
They were doing it. They were meant to do it after the national anthem had finished, but they did it sort of halfway through the ceremony.
Yeah.
So someone was saying they noticed that they were a bit early because they had like a run sheet and stuff. But
you're like, cut her off.
Yeah.
She was belting it out too.
Yeah. So that there you go. There's this. Little interesting fact.
Before we move on from the game, that final 5 minutes of a draw, is that? As like, how does that compare to just a game where a team's in front, a team's behind?
Is last it, 5 minutes?
Well, let's say the last 90 seconds. When
I don't think it's terribly different in terms of like we've played in a couple of close games this year. I will say this, that the week before against Adelaide. We had one against St Kilda early in the year. So close games, we're not too, you know, we've been in a few now, so it's not too different, I suppose, to what we used to. But yeah, you're on edge a little bit, naturally. But yeah, I think after being through a couple of those situations, you're a bit more calmer than what you'd expect, I think. So yeah, you're obviously just trying to get ready for your moment personally, and then do what you can to try and win, and make sure everyone's doing what they can. But yeah, I'm pretty calm. I think you've mentioned it before, Harry, that you know you do feel somewhat calm compared to someone in the stands, but there is an element of edginess because you know what's happening. But yeah, I think playing in a couple of close games already in the season probably preps you a little bit for those moments to a degree.
Ben has a question that might wrap this chat up, which is a new stat for us, I think, about crowds. So this is Ben.
Hi guys, Ben from Don Vale here with a fun fact for you. Ben has now played in a bigger crowd than Harry ever has with the 93,644 there on Anzac Day.
There you go.
This is since Harry missed the semi-final versus Melbourne last year with his concussion, which was a 96,400 crowd. His biggest crowd was the 92,000 at the elimination final versus Sydney last year. Hopefully, Harry, you can pass Ben's record again in the finals. Go Blues.
Well, Ben, I reckon we're a sneaky chance to beat that this week against Collingwood. So hopefully we're sitting here this time next week saying...
I can't believe you guys got 96,000 to that Melbourne game.
Yeah.
That's a massive number. That's Carlton. A huge number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carlton Nuffies.
Yeah.
You can't get much Nuffier. No, I mean that with the utmost respect.
We just ticked over 100K as well.
Awesome.
Carlton fans.
Congratulations, man.
Big week for Carlton.
It's a big moment, so well done to all our fans.
Yeah, well done, boys.
We won't labour on the Geelong game too much.
I
want to
chat about it.
I mean, I think we'd say they're the best team in the comp at the moment, undefeated, 7-0.
Well, only team that hasn't lost, so
yep.
You'd have to say so, yep.
And they had a very good second half. You rallied late. What are your overriding thoughts about last Saturday night?
Yeah, I don't think we walk away any less confident that our best footy doesn't match or, you know, challenge anyone. But, there's a few. Anytime you play one of the best teams, there's a great audit. So your system gets audited. You know, all right, this stacks up really well against a top two team. These things have been challenged. Let's go to work on these couple of things. And, yeah, Geelong was no different on the weekend. Vossi talked about it today. He's like, for the Mitchell spectator, it would have been a good game, like a high-scoring, pretty free-flowing game of footy.
Yeah, but,
obviously from us, we don't love teams scoring 100 points or anything like that, so we want to tidy up a few things. But, we learn and grow, and we reset this week for a big game. We're really excited for.
Before we get onto that, Taylor had a question about your boots, Harry.
Hello, Taylor from Gisborne here. I've just gotten home from watching the Baggers versus the Cats tonight. Harry, got a question for you. I noticed you were rocking a new pair of boots tonight. I noticed there was actually a few guys out there rocking some new boots, loving the fluoro. I just was wondering what the reasoning is behind the new boots. Like, why do you change them? Is it weather conditioning, etc.? Anyway, go Baggers.
Thanks, Taylor. Great question.
And that's right. She's spot on the money. Good observation, Taylor.
Yeah, she did well
done.
Historically, I've always we've had Henry asked that question earlier on in the year about what boots you wear, and he might be fat because I've changed to the pink ones. I saw Henry at one of the clinics.
Oh, you're kidding?
A month ago, I forgot to say it. Yeah, but he came up to me and he had his boots there.
That's cool.
Oh, that's great.
Sent the boots out. So yeah, side note. Historically, I like to wear white, but Puma released kind of a new colorway, and the availability of the old style becomes tougher and tougher. So they've recently released a new colorway, and this is bright pink. So you go through boots quite often in terms of game day boots because I personally quite like them quite new, and the structure feels better when they're new. To kind of repeatedly get new boots, you kind of have to go with the current colorway. For the next few weeks, it'll probably be the fluoro pink ones. But I think there's a white pair coming out soon as well. So we'll see how we go. But, yeah, they definitely stand out, make you feel a bit quicker.
Do you ever feel self-conscious about really colourful boots? Do you feel like it's...
Not these days.
Not anymore.
Maybe 10 years ago. A bit.
Yeah, but you'd get like yelled out if you didn't.
The first time you wore pink boots, did you feel a bit, look at me?
No, not
anymore?
Gone are the days, I feel.
Yeah, it's just boots. It really doesn't matter, I don't reckon.
People are really eagle-eyed for boots. I never notice a player's boots, but are they like boot nuffies at your club? Do that?
Yep.
Because a few of them exist.
I think that Nike has a lot of different types. So there, a few boys have different type of Nikes that they talk about, and they've probably got more range. So there's a few boys that chat about that. But I feel like gone are the days of like yelling to someone, oh, you better get a kick because you're wearing big boots. I think that's maybe no longer happening out in the ground. But
you never hear that over the fence? Jeez, nah. You want to kick this with boots like that?
No, you don't really hear much of what they say, to be honest. Too zoned in.
Four walls.
Doesn't penetrate. Yeah, four walls. Yep. Blah, blah, blah.
All right, Carlton, Collingwood, Friday night. It actually doesn't really get much bigger.
No, it'll be a monster.
You reckon? Yeah.
Huh?
No.
What?
You said the crowd was, you reckon it's going to be bigger than Anzac Day. That's a big call.
Which surprises me.
The Collingwood president.
Whose home game is it? Yours?
That he wouldn't be surprised if
who's the Collingwood president?
Anzac Day crowd.
Mm. Yeah, I would have thought around the 90 mark, but if it gets up 90? 95, that'd be an absolute blockbuster. So we're actually going to celebrate the game this Friday night with a special guest. We're going to have a special episode that we'll also drop this week.
Yeah, we are. So we're
announcing.
Yeah, we're saying. So, we've got Sam Doherty's coming on, or came on, because it's past tense. We always stuff this up.
Why do they call him Doc?
I'm not sure. You should have asked him that. Yeah.
I had it on my list.
One of your three questions. You had so many questions.
Ahead of the Peter Mac Cup this week.
Yeah.
We thought it was a great chance. We were going to get Doc on. We've been meaning to get him on anyway. So we thought it was a great opportunity.
It's timely.
And it was a really great chat. I love that. So
he's part of the board for the foundation, the Peter Mac Foundation, and he's an ambassador and obviously has been through his own cancer battle. So they're raising money this Friday night. Be there 7:35 p.m., 5 minutes before the bounce, and take your seat because there's a very special
That's a crucial point.
Pre-game.
So everyone that's going, please get there early and be in your seat because it's going to be really special. So also, we're donating, Ampol's donating $1,000 for every goal kicked. So hopefully we all have our pink kicking boots on.
Yep. And you're matching that for every behind?
Apparently.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what Doc
Come out of your pocket, yep.
Yep.
Doc announced that.
We didn't have anything to do with it.
I can't specifically remember saying that to Doc, but I must have.
It must be exciting, though. Like, you've now played in heaps of blockbusters over your career, but I think does it feel different?
I think it goes from, and Ben, you might be able to test it, but I remember you said to me, I hope you don't mind sharing, but this is your first massive game, like a bit nervous and a bit like, don't know what to expect kind of thing. But when you're playing a few, like, you always get a little bit nervous, but it's really like exciting about massive crowd, big moments, cool game. Like, it's just like you think, oh, I got that this week. That's great. I can't wait. Like, there's a sense of excitement and more. You're nearly part of you is always nearly a fan in terms of, see how many we can get there. That's going to be sick. It'll be 90,000. Like, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Brings back the kid in you a little bit. I said that to Ben a little bit recently.
Like, I get nervous before every game, but as soon as I arrived at the ground, I felt instantly more calm. And I think to your point around you, like, driving into the ground, there was people everywhere, like more than normal. You look around, there was by the time I got there was already people in the stands, and you just get excited. To your point, you feel like a kid again. So it's amazing how excited you get when you arrive to the ground, and you just you're excited for what the game is. So it's a good point.
That's awesome.
It's gonna be great.
Nice.
Great night. So go Blues. Hopefully everyone gets there, and let's get 95, I reckon.
Just try and get that record.
Just try and get that record back. 93,000.
The Mackay record. That Sam Doherty episode will be up on Thursday in the same location you found this episode. Yep. So.
And while you're there, you can leave us a review on Apple and hit the bell on Spotify. Ben, remember what that does?
Yeah, it informs you that our episodes are out.
Have you clicked your bell?
Absolutely.
Yeah, get the latest drop.
Yep.
You?
No, well, I create the episode, so I don't really need to know when it drops.
Wow. Jesus. RFI.
Jesus, mate.
Oh, Big Harry! Oh. Slots it home! Ben and Harry's.
I'm so excited for this.
Twitters.
Birds often think I'm a treat.
And losers.
I hate cheese.
Oh, my God. I'll take the new ball.
Jeez, Harry's just getting in.
Yeah.
Just assertiveness. We like it.
You don't actually give me a chance.
Speaking of the promos on. Last week, we were talking a little bit about sparkling water and gave my top three at the time. And I wasn't sure if you got any suggestions, MJ. I hadn't checked, but...
Oh, San Pellegrino went nuts.
Was it? Yeah, okay.
And Voss, I'm hearing, got a lot...
Well, I might be able to try Voss next week. But I bought one in today that I saw while I was in Woolworths, and it's called Dash. It's a little bit different. So I think they take wonky or not quite ripe fruit and they infuse it in the water. So obviously it's good for the environment, but it tastes really nice. So maybe every week I might try a new one, but for this week my twinner is Dash because obviously it's pretty cool what they do, so, but it tastes really nice as well.
You've gone sparkling water 2 episodes in a row as a twinner.
Oh yeah, that's a good point.
But this is...
Sounds like he's going to do it every week. It is.
I'm stuck for San Pellegrino. I'm going to go get sparkling water.
Maybe have a second twinner up your sleeve if you're going to bring another one.
Right, mate. I thought I'd...
Wow. Yeah. Who really cares about sparkling water?
He comes and he just hates the one he's got.
Yeah.
This is my loser this week.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was all right, but geez.
No, it's good. Well, right on the they're not paying you, are they?
No.
If it was paid, maybe, but...
Yeah.
No. Interesting.
But maybe Dash is more than welcome to sponsor the show.
Oh, absolutely. That's a good point. My twinner, not a massively strong one, but...
The one we got after that comment.
No, Taylor and I started watching...
Is that the last... It's always this.
That's 3 weeks ago, to be fair.
Oh, my God.
We started watching The Night Agent together.
So good show.
Good show, yeah. And as I said in my loser a month ago, whatever it was, historically it's been hard to decide on a TV series, so I'm glad we decided on that. We're about halfway through, so...
Look, I'm never one to judge, but... A lot of Ben's twinners and losers feel very Taylor and I based.
No, that's actually
last
not
week
true.
It was Taylor and I's anniversary. The week before it was Taylor and I can't pick a show. This week it's Taylor and I have picked a show.
Normally I'm very aware of it.
You're onto something.
Am I onto something or what?
If you go back to all my twinners, I don't mention Taylor too much in it.
Except for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, well, that's all right. I can't make up my twinner. A twinner's a twinner, mate.
Yes, you can make it up. How else do you get it?
I'm not going to just create something up and lie. I'm being genuine.
But start thinking outside the box instead of...
sparkling water.
That's his new nickname, Dash.
Dash. Come on, Dash.
But I've historically had better twinners, I reckon. But mate,
I can't remember them all.
Yeah, that is true. I'll go losers. Good loser. Half serious. I was a bit crook Monday, Tuesday, so my loser is I wasn't able to go to the Shrine of Remembrance with the group on...
Oh, that's a shame.
Monday, I think it was. So... normally, it's a tradition that the first year players and the new recruits go to the Shrine and do a breakfast before and then have a look. So, I was a bit flat that I couldn't go to that. So, that was my loser, yeah.
And are you feeling all right now?
Yeah, yeah. I was...
Still don't look great, but you might feel
look
better.
The same, so that's...
No, you look a bit run down.
Have some Dash.
Mate, this will get you... This will recover.
No, I was a little bit crook last week across 3 or 4 days there, but feeling pretty good now, so...
You felt all right game day?
Yeah, I was a little... Yeah, during the game, absolutely fine. Yeah. It was probably more pre-game. I was like, oh, I had a little run around on the Tuesday because I got sent home on main training.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you're sick, like, everything feels hard.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God, I'm blowing up here. But I think, as we spoke about earlier, the adrenaline, everything else around you...
Yeah, you find a way.
Absolutely fine. So, all good. But, that was my loser. It would have been great. Yeah. But I can do that next year, so if I get picked.
Yeah.
That's a good loser.
Yep. My loser is the double fine I got for running into the umpire twice.
Just don't run into him, mate.
I'm not going into any much depth on it because I don't know if I can speak about it. But
who's the loser? Is it you?
That's a great question, right?
It's not the umpire's fault.
Yeah, my bank account is a loser.
good answer.
It wasn't a great phone call to get.
We'll talk and see what happened.
Yeah, what happens in that scenario? Who calls you?
So the head of football, Lloydie, Brad Lloyd.
Yeah.
We love Lloydie. He does a great job. But if you're not at the club on a day off or something, you get a call from Lloydie.
It's never good news. No.
It's never good news.
It's always like, well, what have I done?
Yeah.
Or like, am I
if
in trouble?
Your footy boss is calling you on the day off, something's happened.
Yeah.
It could never be good news.
No, it's not bad, but it's like something half serious is like, or urgent needs to be addressed. Like Lloydie comes occasionally, but it might be around, we need your thoughts on this or this, this has come up. Can you do this for us? Or
yeah. It's like a chance card in Monopoly. Just like, you have done this.
Yeah.
You must do this.
It's a bit like that.
So what happened? You bumped into him?
Well, so I was running in the 4:50 stoppage and had eyes for the ball and was running quite quick and ran into the umpire first time. And then 10 seconds later, same thing, stoppage, run the same route. And
so I'm going to put that on you. You know the umpire has to go straight back.
Yeah, but technically.
Don't say anything you're going to regret.
Yeah. No,
I'm just asking a genuine question.
No, that's what technically you're right, because that's why it's our duty of care to it's yep. careless. I'm not saying that. No, you're all right, I'm saying is it was a bit like...
It's frustrating, yeah.
Just a bit funny and a bit annoying.
For a complete accident, you have to pay a fine. Yeah.
Yeah,
but I'm saying what they may have seen is that they know you're running, that the umpire's running back and you...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just one of those footy incidents. Like, I'm not saying anything about it. It's just... Oh. That was my loser that...
Yeah.
The double fine.
I mean, getting him the second time feels targeted.
Yeah. You got him after the game as well.
Hit his car.
Pop his tyres. Slash his tyres.
Yeah.
No, but nice. As we said, we love the umpires, but...
Of course.
Yeah, that was a bit annoying, that the double fine.
Yeah.
So you're going to go a bit softer on the sparkling water this week?
Tuna and rice.
Yep.
Bread and water, as someone says.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, no sparkling water there?
Yeah, still find a way to get a sparkling water
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
Get a dash India.
Try.
And my winner is Jamie Elliott. That was just such a...
That was a great mark, wasn't it?
That was a pretty good mark.
Is that probably, I didn't actually do you reckon that's the best mark you've ever seen ever?
In real life, yeah, it is. It's the best.
Have you ever seen another live?
I'm trying to think of the best one I've seen live. No, nothing comes to mind that's in that ballpark. Do you have one that you... What's the best mark you've seen on a footy field?
Yeah. Probably the one on the weekend on Cots. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
The Guthrie's one.
Yeah.
I went up to him after I said, I reckon any other week, that's mark of the week, mate. But
yeah, he's unlucky.
Stiff.
What happened?
Oh, he took a pretty nice mark. Do you know what, actually? Cots made a really good point. The commentary makes it, right? So if in Elliot's case... No one, like, so the commentary was amazing how, like, up and about
JB, it was. Yeah.
But if someone was just real monotone saying, oh, that was a good mark.
Mark to Guthrie.
Yeah, which is what the Guthrie one was. There was no, like, enthusiasm or anything. But I reckon the commentary makes...
Well, if JB didn't get excited, they'd probably lose his job, I reckon.
Yeah.
But I reckon the commentary makes those moments as well. Like, you think about all the best, like, historical sport moments, like some of the commentary makes it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about best goal? Is there a best goal you can remember seeing with your own eyes?
Live?
Yeah. I've put you on the spot.
That someone else has kicked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I can't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a tougher one.
Yeah. My first goal was pretty good, but...
it's good homework for next time. Questions. We've got a couple more. This is Joel.
Hey, you on, boys. Joel from Carisbrook. So my question for you boys is, if you could go back in time and learn something sooner, what would it be and how would it change things?
Wow. Cheers.
Good boys.
That's serious. That's serious.
What a terrific question.
Maybe the leave us a review bit.
Yeah, we have picked... See, Ben, that's still an area for growth for Ben, so...
Answer the question.
If I could learn something earlier, I don't know. Any thoughts?
Another language or... What language are you trying to learn at the moment?
Well, I last year... Shut up. Class. No, it wasn't. I did 5 or 6.
Sorry, 2.
Well, what did you do to try and learn some Italian to help out Hannah?
Duolingo.
No, you didn't.
Yes.
You were the absolute Grinch. You were the absolute Grinch in Italy. Everyone,
oh my God.
Everyone else would try and, like, you know, speak the real language, like, really.
Mate, I was speaking it more than anyone.
Everyone would, you know, if we were ordering something, we'd have a go at trying to say it, and Ben would just be the grumpy Grinch and just say it.
Why did you make that up?
No, I didn't ask anyone.
You painted me out in a bad light.
You were the Grinch over there. No, I wasn't.
Burger, no cheese.
No cheese.
It was hard to get no cheese over
there. How many times do I have to say, I don't want cheese?
But Grinch, or
you're going. Because you've gone through your trade stuff and you're just the Grinch, but anyway.
So wrong. Not a language then, is this?
Really wrong.
I'm not sure. It's a good question.
It's a really good question.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll have to have a think about it, Joel.
Nothing. Finally from Rebecca.
Hi, it's Rebecca from Swan Hill. I was just wondering if you have any tattoos and what's the meaning behind them. Thanks.
We went through this early days.
Early, yeah.
For new listeners, just fill them in about your tattoo. Yeah.
Which one?
Have you just got the two?
I've got one, two, four, I reckon.
Four? So hang on, you got
the... last time you got a tattoo?
Oh, years ago, 2021 maybe? 2018? 19? Yeah.
Run me through them again. I can only remember the...
I got a couple little ones on my ankle, like a little smiley face, a little compass that...
Oh, the compass, that's right.
The strange fall down one.
Yeah.
And then like a little owl.
Do you ever use a compass?
It actually does come in handy. I used it the other week.
Yeah. Well, fill in the listeners about your one you mucked up.
Just one more time.
Which one?
Getting up.
Getting up.
Oh, we don't have to go through this all again.
Yeah, we do, yeah.
Just an abridged version.
There's a saying that says, fall down seven times, stand up eight. It's like a
proverb.
It's a proverb back in the ancient times, whatever. Didn't mind the saying, so I thought I'd get it tattooed, and it was going to be said. So, fall down, represented by a downwards arrow.
Yeah.
And then the number seven in Roman numerals. Stand up, being represented by an upwards arrow.
Yeah.
And then eight being in Roman numerals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And essentially, to cut the chase, they put two downwards arrows. So it's fall down seven times, fall down eight.
You fall down 15 times.
So I'm falling down a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so. Then didn't then you got the
but then he put up nine. So
then you've got down seven, down eight, up nine.
Yeah.
Is that what it is now?
Yeah. Yeah, but then it's half rubbed off. It's shit. Yeah.
Down seven, down
eight. Oh, no, it's shit.
Down seven, down eight, up nine.
Yes.
Yep.
It's not that funny.
It's so funny. It's one of the best.
Roll, have you got tattoos?
No, I've got none.
Yeah. You know what they say? You don't put a bumper sticker on a Ferrari.
Oh, exactly right. Buckets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you know what they also say? No, I don't know. I thought something was going to come to mind in those 2 seconds, but nothing came.
Yeah. Wow.
Good way to end.
That is a good way to end. We are on TikTok and Insta.
Nice.
Yes. Podcast. That's the first time I've ever done that.
It's not.
It is, seriously.
It's not.
MJ's not in as well. He's doing this first time.
What's up, brother?
Oh, don't do that. It's so cringe.
Yep. So jump on at Ben and Harry Podcast if you want to send us a DM. And the Sam Doherty episode.
Yeah. Who you got this Thursday. Week? Ben?
Sorry?
Who have you got this week? Beano?
In what?
What do you reckon? Take a stab in the dark.
What are you talking about?
If I said, who have you got this week? Who do you reckon I might be addressing?
I don't know. Well, in my football, I'll play West Coast.
Thank you. Was that hard?
On Saturday night. Over there.
Nice.
You?
I think you guys might get done.
Seriously,
we're not playing bad footy, West Coast.
West Coast are going well.
You said that about Adelaide as well. I mean,
well, they nearly beat you.
To win. But they beat you. Bet you.
What? When did they bet us?
They beat you, I said.
What?
Adelaide defeated you.
Yeah?
Yeah. And
so what?
We defeated them.
Yeah? Do you want a medal?
Then that you drew to Collingwood.
And then you got Mark of the Millennium taken on you.
Millennium!
What do you want me to say?
Yeah, let's get
out. Let's go.
I need to go home. That's ridiculous. See you guys.
Go, boys.